Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Flirty Fae Fantasy. This file will take you deep into a forest filled with myths and legends, and it will make you the prey of the Fae. See, many people have forgotten the Fae. They forgot the legends, myths, and stories that were told of the creatures who roamed the lands long before them, when the world was young and magic was still fresh. So close your eyes for a moment. Allow me to take you to a place where the edge, the border, the film between worlds is so thin that sometimes things step through. There are places in the world, especially in old forests in Central Europe, where it looks like time has passed without changing the world. Inside those forests, there is no trace of humanity other than perhaps a thin path that can barely be traversed. Old, gnarled trees, moss, bush, vines, and even sometimes a little stream, water floating, drifting, spiraling and making its way between the rocks, the roots, and the ground. If you visit one of these old forests, you will quickly realize that you step from our current world into another. Sometimes the change is very obvious. The air feels different. The sky appears to be hidden beneath many trees. And the ground beneath you your footsteps. The moss growing across the floor makes everything muted. Even in the middle of day, down here beneath the branches and leaves, it is not light anymore. It is almost completely dark. You can still tell that it is not nighttime because you can see the trees. You can only imagine how dark it would be down here in the middle of the night. Perhaps there would be glowing mushrooms or creatures flying, fluttering, little lights just seeming to hover in the air aimlessly. But there are also other creatures, those that are less inclined to be afraid of humans. So imagine yourself walking into those paths between the trees, into that old forest. It's almost like being part of something else, as if you are a character in a story, some old legend from long ago, a myth merely retold and barely remembered. And while you are walking in this forest, daring to visit their domain. Who knows what you may encounter? What you may survive through this. The Fae are a fickle sort. Some can walk these forests 100 times and never see a single one, while others step 1 foot and trip. And as soon as they try to step again, they trip again. As if the floor itself, as if the roots are moving, the forest just tempting you down. And to those rare few lucky, they get to meet one of the Fae. Now, if you are indeed of the sort that has more luck than misfortune, you might meet one of the good ones. Good in this case means that they will merely play with you to their heart's content and then let you free. If you are less inclined to be lucky, you might meet one of those that enjoys leading you deeper and deeper into this place from which there is no escape. It's a roll of the dice, really. And it's funny I should mention that, because the sound of something between the trees, very distinct among the sounds of critters and creatures, birds. There's a strange, almost bony sound. Your fate lies in the hands of the Fae. Starts with an echo, an idea that flutters in your mind as innocent and sweet as a butterfly. In the corner of your eye, you imagine yourself seeing someone slender and beautiful dancing between the trees. You have been warned not to stray from the path. Would you continue walking, or would you try to find whatever drew your attention? Before you can decide, you see it again, a flash of pale green, almost emitting light, and the sound of pleasant laughter, feminine probably. So you do what you shouldn't, probably without even realizing. As your foot leaves the path, you begin walking between the trees. After a few steps, as you look back at the path, before you can make up your mind, you hear another bit of giggling and another flash of that pale, almost emissive green. It looks like a spirit, innocent and light, dancing as if the ground itself is merely an illusion, and yet you're sure you can't have seen it for more than a fraction of a moment. But you saw where, so you head deeper, so much deeper. Every time that you stop another sound and sight tempts you further. I wonder if you're aware of your own heartbeat right now. Then again, this is only the beginning. The fluttering flirtation with your senses continues until you have walked for many minutes. It wasn't just a straight line either. Crossing and turning, twisting into a maze of trees. They are just as improbably complex as before. Although this part of the forest, if possible, feels even more ancient than the path you were walking through. And speaking of paths, there's an illusion of one before you. You follow it for a few steps more until you enter a small open area. The sky still invisible as the trees on the edge of this clearing are quite old and tall. When you glance up, the branches of the trees seem to form an almost natural arch, a beautiful natural roof above you. Within this circle, you know something is going to happen. The ground is covered by a thick layer of moss, here and there sprinkled with a beautiful, brightly colored flower. There is very little light. Then again, you don't have to wait long. From behind you, the creature that has been leading you inside just dances to the center of the clearing. Now that you can see it up close, you notice that he or she is incredibly beautiful. You're not quite sure if what she's wearing is clothes or the illusion of them. There is no clear indication of gender or identity other than a sort of androgynous beauty. Pale green skin glowing from within, her, his, their presence in the center of the circle feels like a light. And you realize that indeed, you can see better now that they're there. The dancing continues according to some unknown melody that only the creature can hear. It beckons you closer. I wonder if you would feel that moment hesitation before stepping through this invisible barrier. If you would know that entering the circle is some sort of promise. Of course, curiosity is a dangerous thing, and the Fae know this all too well. I wonder how aware you are that you are being toyed with. Then again, there was nowhere for you to get back to. You knew that people could get lost in these forests easily. So, a few steps, closer and closer, passing through into the unknown. From the inside of the circle, the surrounding trees look more like pillars, as if you are in a dark, beautifully decorated building. Each pillar containing a unique new design. The roof, an intricate, complex pattern of interweaving structures. And the ground, a carpet of the softest, gentlest green. And there is a rhythm, a sound, as subtle as the wind, as soft as the air. As they offer their hand to you, you are caught in the dance, and the rhythm swells, the music, the melody of nature, the beautiful, blissful, unique symphony of sound that you never quite would be able to remember. The creature dances with you and you with them. Even up close, there is no way of telling exactly what they are. Any time that you think you remember their face, it appears to have changed. All you know is it has these amazing emerald eyes, bright, shining, glowing from the inside. Somehow, somewhere you slowly go down, laying on the intensely soft forest floor, held in an embrace of warm, soft protection. And the creature, the beautiful being, began playing with your body. It knew exactly how to move, and it knows how to tease. Their voice a pleasant trickle of a stream, their touches as soft as leaves brushing over your skin. Their attention as warm as the rays of the sun filling your life, your body. And as they take off your clothes, it feels so natural to bathe in their attention. The warmth of their touch, the sweet arousing rhythm to their movements, the incredibly detailed touches are sweet and innocent. It is as if they share with you some secret, some intimate moment of surrender. And it would be impolite not to answer, wouldn't it? And your mind, your body, your blissful sensitivity as they caress everywhere. They even kiss your lips, a touch that leaves an almost honey-sweet flavor before they go down and move with their lips, sucking and kissing, tasting your skin in return. They make sure that your chest, your breasts, your nipples and stomach all get the necessary attention to light that flame inside of you, that desire brewing stronger. Their fingers are teasingly sweet and have easily found those places on your body that need attention. Oh yes, they move in and out of your mind with their thoughts slowly covering yours in a sweetness that is even more bright than honey. And their lips, their mouth knows how to find the places on your body that enjoy being licked and sucked. They have no shame. Nature does not hold back. They are as old as time, and for them this is just a game. Their ministrations and manipulations continue to pleasure your body, and of course they know they're doing. It is as if they're able to read your mind, knowing exactly how you feel and how you respond. Their agile fingers finding places on and inside of you that elicit even more powerful responses. There's a blissful, sweet buildup of desire, a growing need of pleasure that seems to go on and on in a way that is new. Their attention almost feels like an enveloping bath, a ray of light that pierces your mind and blinds you to anything else but pleasure. Wonderfully overwhelming sensations as they serve your body in a way that is unnaturally natural. When you try to do anything, it feels like your body is just too relaxed, too soft, too malleable to even move. They have you, and they are now slowly draining you, taking your sex, your energy, your intimacy, taking some of your innocence. They are feeding on all the pleasure that you feel. You can almost sense a soft intrusion in the back of your mind, their attention, a spark that feels different. There's nothing you can do. You are completely at their mercy now. And they continue. Oh yes, those slender fingers know how to move in and out. Their lips and tongue agile and incredibly delicate. At the same time rough. The air smells sweet and intense. There's a wonderful sound of someone moaning. Is it you? Or is it just your echo? They know exactly what you want to feel. their tongue and lips, their fingers. They move and tease, please and pleasure. They keep building you up. And it is almost as if there is a countdown, a teasing, deliberate edging. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, so much closer. 5, feeling everything. 4, having no choice. 3, just giving in to pleasure. 2, it feels so good. 1, right there on the edge, and drop completely blank. In a moment, this file will end. And if you are lucky enough to have my voice follow, you will remain beautifully frustrated and deep. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll continue that same frustration as you wake even deeper. Enjoy.